So how is your practice? How is your samadhi? Are you getting upacara samadhi? Or are you instead doing, you know, more investigation? Because it's easier. Don't neglect that. You really have to get there. I mean, the thinking doesn't help us. I mean, thinking, you know, doesn't help us to get out of this world. You know? I mean, we try to solve all the problems we had with thinking, you know? With our memory, with reading and so on. You know? Yeah? We know it doesn't help. We know it doesn't help. I mean, get into the state, you know. I mean, you have to find the basis of practice. And the basis of practice is the heart. So we have to find this way. I mean, yes, it is difficult. It can be extremely difficult. But the more we try it, the more we succeed. Always, you know, buddhu, return to your buddhu. Do it while sweeping, do it while cleaning the sala, do it while eating, you know. I mean, the more you do the buddhu, the more you have the attention on the breath, I mean, the easier you will get there. Don't think you cannot do it. That's wrong thinking. You know that the path, you know, that leads to the end of dukkha has sila, morality, has samadhi, concentration, and has wisdom. So, I mean, it is of utmost importance that we somehow, sooner or later, you know, for some person it goes faster and for other person it is slower. But we should not neglect, you know, the practice, you know, to get the mind completely calm. I mean, if you don't find the basis of practice, you know, after a few years we will get disillusioned with the path. You know? And then we disrobe. I mean, investigation is not as fruitful, you know, if you don't have that kind of concentration. It goes us thinking in the wrong way, you know. It goes us thinking in the way, ah, yes, this I understand, that I understand, that I understand. Now I am clever. It can lead to conceit. So samadhi is, I mean, it's not an option. I mean, I stressed it so often. It's not an option. And then, you know, when we do samadhi, I mean, that's where we can face up this dukkha vedana. The pain, painful feeling. So how is this among you? Is it developing, you know, now you've been a monk for a year, you know, nearly a year. You know? Has it become better? Has it become more stable? Ask yourself this question. You know? Or have I forgotten it? Or, you know, because it is so difficult, I'm not trying it anymore. I try my luck on investigation. You know, from the way of Lungta, I mean, he did samadhi, you know, first before he started even investigating. Yeah, you understand that? So, what is the way to overcome conceit? Yeah.
To do upataka. It's the best way.
That is one way, but you know, even then, as upataka, I mean, I've seen so many upataka who are completely conceited that they are upataka, you know. They can do
their
that.
Good upataka.
Yeah, that I'm a good upataka. Now, what is a good way, Richard, to overcome conceit? Or Alex? Huh?
Not really sure.
Alex.
You can see the dukkha of it when when you criticize, when someone criticizes you, because it's all the, when you build your conceit, you build a bubble, and then as soon as you see that it's just a bubble, and when you see that all the conceit you built, it was based on just on your thought, but it has no truth in it, then you get a real dukkha. But this dukkha doesn't happen every day, so.
No, first of all, this dukkha doesn't happen every day, and it's a certain conceit that has grown strong where you can see the dukkha. And if the conceit is weak, you know, and you don't see it yet as it's conceit, so what is it, you know? And what is the opposite of conceit?
Being humble.
But, you know, that is very difficult to train. How is one to be humble? I mean, all the Sikya training routes, for instance, you know, are trying, you know, or even the Vinaya, you know, the whole Vinaya is trying to make us humble, but we're still not humble. Because we grasp Vinaya at the wrong thing, and not just, and then tell the others, you know, what is the Vinaya. Now, Rich, I said something, you know, this afternoon, you know, and what was it? How to overcome conceit?
Develop gratefulness.
That's right. The more we are grateful, the less we can be conceited. The moment we think we know, that's where our conceit stops. We have some sort, you know, experience in the practice, or we know, who cares who taught us, you know, how to live as a monk, but now I know it, you know. I mean, we don't care, you know, who ordained us, now we are monks, you know. We don't care, you know, who trained us, you know, because now we are full-fledged monks, so I mean, who the hell, you know? I mean, now we know. So being grateful to your upachara, that he took you, you know? He took you, you know, and he ordained you into the order. He doesn't have to do it. He took it on him, you know, for his whole life he will be you will be his student. It's the same for a teacher. I mean, develop this, you know, I mean, I often say it, you know, what is it? Generosity, respect, you know. I mean, respect is difficult to train, but gratitude is probably the easiest to train. Let me be grateful, you know, to the teacher, or to the upachara, or to the apple, you know, whatever. You know? Or to the other monks, you know, even, Kubapu and everyone around who teaches you. That takes away the conceit. And it's the easiest way, you know. I mean, we don't get, you know, offended so easily because we are grateful that somebody, you know, actually takes the time, you know, to show us what is right. Think about it. 1 year ago, you didn't know anything about being a monk. And you learned it all by yourself, Pia? How to behave, how to dress, how to wash, how to do these things. Yeah? People were willing to help you. And they're still willing to help you, not to correct you. But the more we think we know, I mean, the more we get into trouble with the other monks. Huh? And of course, you know, I'm a monk, you know, who has been a monk for 5 years doesn't like that. If you reply, that's not right. So try to develop this. I mean, what does Lingga Mahapo say of people who are not grateful? You remember in Life of Inequality, the tree that takes out the water and doesn't have any leaves to give shade? Do you remember? You remember?
Hmm. I don't know from where, but
I think it is in Life of Inequality, in one of the first talks. That's an ungrateful person, you know. He doesn't produce any fruits, you know. He just sucks up the water, you know, from all the surrounding, you know, and then just doesn't give any shade to others. That's a person who is ungrateful. You don't want to become like that. And it cuts down so easily. Yeah? I mean, to be humble or to train ourselves humility, I mean, it's really difficult. But the moment we start with gratefulness, yeah? We are grateful for whatever is given to us. Don't look down onto other people. I mean, that really stops conceit in its beginning. Though it might be difficult. Because we are all grown up people. But, I mean, we don't even, you know, how did we grow up? By ourselves? Were we thrown into the wild, you know, when we were a baby? No? Who helped us, you know, to learn the ways of the world? To deal with the world? Who helped us? If not our teachers and our parents. How can we be ungrateful for that? How can we think we can do it all on our own? Try. Try to do it on your own. You are dependent. We are dependent on people. We are dependent on society. We cannot live without society. Not yet. That's our training. So develop this gratefulness. And, you know, don't forget your samadhi. And don't forget the reflection. There you see why your samadhi is not going anywhere. You're not going to progress. The reflection, the daily reflection, it reveals a lot of things. And once you develop the stable samadhi, I mean, then you can do, and then you can switch to investigation. And samadhi produces this awareness that we need, that we in dire need. Yeah? If Alex understands what this dire need, no. in really great need. Correct. It's really necessary. It's life, you know. It's for us as a monk, you know. It is really, I mean, it is just like water. You know? If you don't have water, we cannot live. And for us as monks, you know, samadhi is, you know, the ability to concentrate, the ability to grow the sati, to grow this awareness that we're seeing what is going on. That's what is of utmost importance in our. We always try to make things, you know, yes, this I understand, that I understand. I mean, ask yourself even, you know, what have I understood yet? If you don't know, then try to give a talk to your friends. Huh? And then you see that you have not understood. That you just repeat phrases from what you have learned and what you have, you know, what you have read. I mean, the Dhamma doesn't flow out of the heart yet, because you have not yet reached the basis of the heart. That's where the Dhamma is. That's also where the Kilesas are. That's why they're protected. They don't want us, you know, to get to the flow of Dhamma that teaches us. That shows us the ways, you know, how to deal with the Kilesas, because the Dhamma, yeah, has more power than the Kilesa. So it will block the way to the heart. Because once that there is a way to the heart, you know, the Dhamma comes out, and the Dhamma is more powerful than the Kilesa, and is more skillful than the Kilesas, because the Kilesas can only do what they have done in the past. But the Dhamma has all skills. So we have to force ourselves, you know, to force the way to the heart. So I just wanted to mention this, you know, before we start with the Vinaya. I mean, I haven't had the ability to give a talk or the opportunity to give a talk in a while, but even when we are finished with the Vinaya, we should still, you know, meet, you know, once a week. Just, you know, short reminder of what is necessary. That we don't get, you know, heedless or conceited. Be grateful. Grateful to your parents, huh? I mean, they look long after you, 15, 20 years. And then to your teachers, and to your spiritual teacher, to your pachara, to your monk father. Took you in the order, and then, you know, to the people who are teaching you as a monk. How can one not be grateful? I mean, we didn't know. I mean, remember the first day, you know, of you being a monk, you know. Did you know anything? But now you seem to know everything. Where did it come from, Richard? If not somebody, you know, has taught it to you. The same with practice. If not somebody has taught it to you, I mean, are you a Buddha that finds out the path on its own? If you are a Buddha, then you can become conceited. Otherwise, I mean, these things are taught, explained to us, not only one time, but 10 times, 100 times. That's why I always say always the same things. Because there's not much, but we tend to forget. Okay?